beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI Plus.
Have you ever done that?
Of course we have. We use the iPad.
Okay, just because your husband's dick is big doesn't mean you need to use a bigger device.
No, but because the iPad has that, like, a kickstand on the holder, so you don't have to hold it.
So does your husband, from everything I've heard.
Just prop it up. And I learned very quickly that there's only certain positions, for lack of a better word, that I deem appropriate to be videotaped in. In between my legs, you can see, like, Tank's chest and Tank's face, and so that's kind of cool. And it's, like, a forced perspective because it's going, like, up through...
So you've got an iPad sitting on your taint while all of this is happening?
No, under.
Under your taint?
No, like between my knees.
The new song from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Under your taint. Like between my knees. Is a nice way of putting it.
From the Palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Lotrimin AF Antifungal Powder Spray for Jock Itch. If your man is always scratching at that itch, you need Lotrimin AF Antifungal Powder Spray for Jock Itch. Go to Lotrimin.com and don't forget to use the Windows 7 special discount code DI Plus at checkout to get a very itchy discount.
Welcome to DI Plus. I am Adam Burns. And I'm joined from the Lotrimin Jock Itch Free State of Missouri by John Ong. Hello, John.
Hello, I'm showing you me, the show me state.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, three and a half hours away from you, something like that. But I only live like 20 minutes away from Missouri.
Oh, right, so, right at the edge. You know, yeah. We talk about you visiting Kansas City to visit an IKEA, remember?
Well, it was to visit you, but I was like, oh, you have an IKEA there. You know, we'll go do that as well. Mm-hmm. And welcome.
Thank you.
I don't think you've ever co-hosted before.
No, I have not. Show. I'm super excited.
Well, I'm super excited to have you. I was thinking, so I want to tell... Sorry, I have to do this. It is 9:13 on a Sunday evening, which means can mean only one thing. We are streaming live over at pride48.com. And John, would you read who we have in the tiny little chat room tonight?
We have a tiny but powerful chat room, all power bottoms. Let me see. We have Good Humor Penguin. Hi, Good Humor Penguin. Hello, hello, welcome. And I have myself. And then Mags is in there as well. Hi, Mags. And then we have Minion51 is in there. Hello. And OK Parker.
OK Parker, yeah. So welcome, everybody.
Wait, one more. It's just a new chat room person just popped in. Hey, me.
Is that pronounced Jaime?
Jaime?
Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so we have to get that out of the way. But what I wanted to explain to everyone, we did not have. So first, it's all screwed up, and it's not screwed up because you're here. I mean, it's really good, man. I look like Casper the Friendly. So in some angles, you can't even tell I have.
It's very appropriate. Adam's really white, and I'm really yellow.
this camera. Well, I'll talk about that in a second. It's not on the Trello, but I'll talk about it anyway because I am driving the show tonight. No. So I announced 2 weeks ago that we were going to have two episodes without Daniel, and one of them was going to be co-hosting Taylor and Taffy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. And then tonight it was going to be Toppy Smelly.
Yes. And here I am.
Right. And so last week, what ended up happening, and I think you guys are going to hear as we talk more, you're probably going to hear it in my voice. But anyway... Last week, I ended up getting sick, and I just didn't have the strength to prepare. My voice was sounding bad. It Excuse me. Well, that was...
Oh my gosh, we just burped at the same time. Did you just burp? I just burped the two. Oh, it was pizza.
That was... what was that? Was that rice? I think I had rice for dinner. Well, actually, that was yesterday. I'm not sure, but...
That has to be the title then.
You know, I didn't have rice, actually. I had that yesterday, but I had it for lunch. But I had a steak. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So you'll hear a little bit of my voice tonight, probably, but I couldn't do the show last week. And then this week, I get an email from Toppy on Friday evening saying that he had forgotten about something, a show or something that he had promised a friend he was going to go with them. And he forgot. He thought it was on Saturday, but it ended up being on Sunday. And I couldn't move the show. We do a live show. People expect it to be at a certain time, you know, a certain channel, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I really want to get Taylor and Taffy on at some point. I really want to get Taffy or Toppy on at some point. But I thought,
got me instead.
I thought, who is the best podcaster on the planet? And I don't even know why I didn't think about you to begin with.
Who is the best podcaster out there who's most likely having his equipment set up right to do a show? That would be me.
Well, that's funny because and then we got on and neither one of us had our equipment set up right.
I know. I know there's an issue, but we're not going to talk about it. We'll bore people.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, for the tech segment, something like that. But no, anyway, welcome. So for anyone who doesn't, I'm sure everyone who listens to DI Plus knows who you are. But John Ong is like... has been podcasting for like 80 million years.
Yeah, since the existence of podcasting back in 2004. Is it 2004? I can't remember. Yeah, a long time ago. Yes, I'm one of the earliest. This is one thing that I can claim. Not the best, but I can claim that I am one of the earliest gay podcaster for sure.
So do you? So what shows are you currently doing? Do you all of the same ones, or if
yes, the ones that I still put out regularly, most of you wouldn't understand. It's called Penang Hokkien. It's a Chinese show, and it's this language called Hokkien. I do that regularly every Monday. Still, my online podcast happens every now and then when I'm free, when I have time. And Ding the Bell's kind of been on hiatus, but it's still on. It's not officially off air yet.
Well, so, is that the Bell? I mean, I get the impression that you're more the podcaster and you guys were friends and you drug her in.
Yes.
And life kind of gets in the way.
Yes. You know what? The biggest issue is that she lives really far. We've tried to record remotely, but it just doesn't, it's just not the same. You know, the chemistry is not there. And so we tried to do it when she's physically here with me in the studio. And that doesn't always happen because she's, you know, not that far, but
now where, still, remind me where she is.
She's in the Kansas City metro area, but she's kind of a little bit south of it. She's a little bit off of the Kansas City area. So it'll probably take her about, you know, 50 minutes to an hour to drive here. So sometimes she's lazy.
Well, what you should do, and I don't know if you already do this, but what you should do is when she drives up, maybe just drive up like once a month and do four back-to-back episodes or something.
Usually that's what we do, but we just haven't been... Well, I blame it all on her, but the truth is that I've been so busy too. Really, I don't have... Most of my Saturdays were gone that I used to do all my shows on Saturdays. So, I've been crazily busy. She is the one who wanted to do all these shows, but I just have been busy. So, I just like to blame her.
Well, I'm glad you had time to record with me because literally... I thought there's no way he's gonna have time because this is last minute. Did I email you yesterday or Friday?
Wait, I can't remember. I was somewhere when it was yesterday. I think.
Yeah. So, because I was racking my brain.
Sunday evening. Typically, I'm usually not that busy.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for future times. Actually, Daniel's gonna need a co-host, so I'm going to Puerto Rico. Ooh. I don't know who he's going to yank in here, but I'm going to Puerto Rico over Thanksgiving. So I've never been. So it's going to be we're really excited about that. We have to book a hotel tonight. We've been putting that off and we've got to do it because the prices are going up and I don't know. It's anyway.
Do we have to stay within an hour?
No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Who's coming up? Is anybody coming up after us?
It's just us.
Okay.
It's just us. Normally what we do, I don't know. It depends on, normally what we do is we will do the show and then we'll stay on the stream afterwards while we're editing. But I'm not very good at multitasking, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway.
I'm surprised none of my Asian listeners are here. Usually at this time, they would usually come and join. Maybe there are somebody in there. If you're in the chat room, if you're
Asian and you're in the chat room, please, whatever Asian people do.
Type something in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to see. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so I'm just going to go right into my topic. So first of all, actually, I'm going to do it a little bit out of order. So Daniel has been on vacation. And let me tell you, Daniel doesn't know this, and I probably shouldn't even say this because I'll hear about it when he gets back. I'm probably going to cause like a problem with their friendship, but it's so funny because when I went to LA with Mark, Joe and I were both text messaging Daniel like, oh my God. Why I would be like, oh my God, Daniel, why is Joe acting this way? Why blah, 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 blah. He's like all this and that. And then, you know, and then Joe would message Daniel and he'd be like, oh my God, Daniel, Adam and Mark, I can't, they just don't know about how long it takes to get places in LA and they blah, 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 all this stuff. Right. So we're both like, Daniel's in the middle and we're like we're both texting Daniel, you know, probably at the same time. He's probably getting bling, you know, there's Adam and bling, there's Daniel or Joe. Well, a similar situation
is happening.
Well, Daniel is not with Joe anymore. So they get over to Daniel goes to, and he'll talk about this, but you know, he goes over to Auntie Vera's and on his first weekend and get a couple of messages from him. And then, but when he stays with Joe, and I'm not going to say specific things, but I'll just say, you know, and honestly, it was mostly Joe. But
I guess, texting you?
Yeah, texting me. Oh my God, this Daniel Brewer. It was so fun. I felt a little bit vindicated because it was like, okay, anybody that goes out to LA to see Joe, or you know, it's gonna, you know, there's gonna be some drama or some. And
can I tag on that conversation? I also recently, not recently, but a couple of months ago, maybe saw Joe in LA. And I wish there's that somebody that I can ask what Joe talk about me behind my back.
Well, I didn't know you went to see him, so he didn't text message me.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know who he would have.
I don't know who, if there's anybody, now that we're talking about him, he's going to listen to it. If there's anybody, it's probably going to be maybe Mike Lawson. But I don't know. Hopefully it was all good.
Yeah, maybe so. Mike Lawson doesn't listen to the show anymore, so... So he won't know about that. But yeah, so that was how, you know, that was how the first part of Daniel's trip went. It was just my phone was blowing up all the time, you know, from various things. And then because I couldn't do a show, they did a car episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so, first of all, I haven't been feeling good. And Daniel's like, oh, can you upload it? No big deal. You know, whatever. Well, my computer, this was the other reason. I go to record. Joe and I are starting a new podcast with his friend Shannon. And a couple of weeks ago, we went to record a couple of episodes. We were going to knock out two or three episodes because she's really busy. And so we're going to do that thing where we record two or three episodes in a night. And my good computer, the one that I use all the time, just starts randomly rebooting. We had recorded, and I was doing the recording, and we had recorded probably 20 minutes of the show.
Uh-huh.
And my computer just reboots.
Oh gosh. And I lost all the file, all the recording.
Yeah, I lost all the recording. And so then we started over and then my computer reboots again.
Oh no. Was it the first show? Like the first recording, the first scheduled recording of the new show? Or have you guys already done several?
We did a test show and then I think Joe and Mike Lawson together decided that we were not going to release that one for whatever reason. Uh-huh. So it was our first official episode that we were going to be doing. So then I had to quickly like, because I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers and they all have little things wrong with them. Like my laptop is a good computer, but it's like an ultrabook. So it won't handle a lot of high powered, you know, I can't do like Skype and and recording and all that all at the same time.
Yeah.
And my really powerful one was a custom build, and it, I don't know, sometimes it has weird hardware things going on. I'm not sure if I'll use that same company again next time. And then my other ones are just really old. So so actually the one that I record on generally is really old, and it's an old like Acer, a little tiny like that people used to use for set-top boxes. And all I use it for is to record generally. But for whatever reason, I think I was recording on the other machine that night. But anyway, so everything got all screwed up. So Daniel said, if I put the file in the, this is the car episode that they did. Mm-hmm. He said, if I put the file in the Dropbox, would you just quickly convert it to MP3 and throw it up on the stream or throw it up on the feed? And I was like, sure, no problem. Well, I forgot about it until like midnight, and I was about to go to bed, and I like ran in here and I was doing everything, and I uploaded it, changed the feed, you know, did all that. And I got up the next morning and it sounded garbled. Like it was the weirdest sound.
Oh.
And I was getting ready for work, and I was like, oh my God, people are going to be downloading this and they're going to not know what it is. So then I uploaded it again. I tried re-encoding it. I tried all this stuff. Excuse me. And anyway, I finally figured out that something on the computer I was using to upload it, the actual upload was a problem.
So it's corrupted during the upload?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I uploaded the same file again and it worked.
Fine. Okay.
But it not from the same computer. I uploaded it like three times from this computer. And every time it was garbled. So there's something wrong.
Oh, how interesting. Wait, update. There's new people. Dave Kamen is in the chat room and Kathy Bacon just arrived.
Well, now we can get started.
Tiger
there's also
Mom is here. Hi, Tiger Mom. Finally, we have our Asian representation, Tiger Mom.
Oh, I don't know, Tiger Mom. Welcome. So finally I got that up. So I had to put a post in Facebook and say, hey, everybody.
Go re-download
that, because it probably, you were like, what is this that I'm getting? So it has been a mess the past couple of weeks. And I'm like, I've got to get over this before we go on our trip.
When is your trip? Thanksgiving?
It's Thanksgiving. We're literally leaving on Thanksgiving. So I still have about a week and a half, but anyway, So why don't you, we usually alternate, so I'm just going to say that. So you can go on to your first.
I am very interested, since it's somewhat timely. I want to hear your side of the story about In-N-Out Burgers.
Well, I think we've covered this a million times. Here's the deal.
How about just talk about stuff that they talk about? Okay, they said that it's the crunchy lettuce, the white part of the lettuce that you do not like.
All right. So I'm not going to bore everyone, because we've already talked about this story on the show. But all I will say is,
yes,
we had just gotten into L.A.
Uh-huh.
And this is the trip that we were visiting Joe. Mm-hmm. And I thought, OK, we got our rental car, but it was really late at night and we were going to our hotel. And I thought, let's go ahead and try In-N-Out and we'll just grab it on the way to the hotel. And I don't like to eat cold food. Like I'm really have this, you know, thing. I like to eat it fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, I know what it tastes like. And I'm driving. So we find an In-N-Out that's fairly close and we go there and we get it. And I have a certain way that I like burgers. So I ordered it and I had been told just order it the way they make it.
Okay.
But I'm stubborn. So I ordered it the way I normally get my burgers.
Which is what?
Well, I don't know how come there ended up being lettuce on it, because I think I misunderstood what comes on it by default. But normally I get cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickle, onion on any burger.
Okay.
That's just what I like. And for whatever reason, though, I ended up getting lettuce on it. So I don't know what happened. Maybe I told them just do all the vegetables, but do ketchup and mustard or something. I don't know. But I'm trying to drive. First of all, I'm trying to drive in L.A. and eat at the same time, which I probably shouldn't do. But I bite into it. And two things were wrong with it. First of all, I got a piece of onion skin.
Oh.
So it was that chewy piece that you can't, like,
it's like paper.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't chew it up. And so I'm like pulling this thing out of my mouth. You know, I'm like, what is this? You know, and I'm trying to drive and I'm swerving around. And then like the next bite, I bite into this bitter, nasty, like, you know, the white
core. The core.
Yeah, like the core. Like the core, the white core of the iceberg lettuce. And it was so bitter and like, and that's it. And so I told, you know, when I told the story, I think it was on the show. And so, you know, I'm over the top anyway on the show, but I think I made a comment like I really wanted to throw up because it was really nasty. So now the joke is Joe Batance thinks I don't like crispy lettuce.
So have you tried In-N-Out Burger since that?
Yeah. So the last Pride 48 that we went to, which was in whenever, August of this year, I got In-N-Out again and I got it the way they make it. So I got it with the In-N-Out sauce and whatever. And I liked it.
Actually, it was a good book then. It was just that one bad experience.
Yeah, it was one bad experience. And I think I didn't get lettuce just because I was scarred.
No, you should order lettuce and not lettuce core.
Right. So I just got a bad one. But now the joke is, that Adam doesn't like crispy lettuce. So.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
So I don't know. But that is the whole. So what is your opinion of In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out Burger. In fact, I had my first one too. LA.
Sorry.
Something happened?
Yeah, sorry. You didn't hear that, but they did. My apologies. Keep going. Your first In-N-Out was?
My first In-N-Out was this past trip that I was in LA, the same trip that I saw Joe. I went there with my parents. I was sending my parents off. And so I went there with my parents and it was good. I really like it. I like, I like everything, including the thinness of the burger patty, and it's almost slightly crispy. So yeah, I really like it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it. Actually, no lettuce. Well, I think that, like you said, it was just a bad experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was being a little over the top when I was explaining because we were on the show and, you know, it was just a mixture of things. And then Joe likes to kind of also blow things out of proportion.
Yes.
So now, no, I do not. I like all of my lettuce to be limp. And,
limp lettuce.
Limp lettuce. That's my favorite.
But you do sound like somebody who's very picky with your food. As much or as little as I know you, you look like somebody that you are going to be very picky with your food. Is that a fair assumption? Like you're very picky with your food. If you have to think that hard, you are.
Well, I don't think I am because I have certain things. Okay, yes, I don't like.
I knew it.
I don't like seafood. So apparently if you don't like seafood, you're automatically picky. Because I don't like any seafood.
All seafood?
Like all seafood.
Oh.
So but I eat, you know, I eat anything else.
That room.
I eat anything else. Anyway, it's crazy. Mm. So
well, of course if you yes.
So we're gonna say
I'm Asian, so I eat everything.
Well, do you like mashed potatoes?
I love mashed potatoes.
Okay,
That's the ones I make.
I know it's not an Asian thing then. My boyfriend doesn't like mashed potatoes.
Or, oh, really?
Well, he'll eat them, but he doesn't like them. Like he doesn't hate them. That was another burp, sorry. He doesn't hate them, but he prefers not to have them. So he wants to have rice most of the time.
Oh, yes. Many of my Asian friends are like that, but I'm not. I have some Asian friends who cannot stand not having rice. Like they would go into this state of withdrawal where they was like, I gotta have rice. I'm not one of those.
Well, he'll eat them, but he just prefers, he doesn't love them. So I'm going to just make an announcement for everyone. We're going to have the celebrity death calls at the end of the show because I forgot about the telephone. So I don't have the telephone, and so I can't go, oh, the phone's ringing, because I don't know where that sound effect is.
Maybe so, I have the phone ringing.
Train wreck. Well, if you want to randomly play a telephone sound occasionally.
I don't know if I have actually a telephone sound. Let me see if I do have it. You talk, and then
I'll
find it.
If you find a telephone sound, if you randomly play it, I will play a death phone call.
Sure.
After you play it. And you can just interrupt me, because that's what Daniel does all the time anyway. So, all right. So all right, back in the day when I had a car that was like 20 years old, I used to have car problems all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it was always a thing, you know, oh, what's wrong? You know, Adam got stranded on the side of the road. Adam, you know, but I'm driving this like BMW Z3, right? But for whatever reason, because it was so old, I just had all these issues. And before I got the job that I've got now, I was living in Dallas. I didn't make a lot of money. And I had a very expensive car to fix. So I would tend to put off repairs as long as possible, mm-hmm. and would end up having all these problems with my car. So I talked about, now I have this new car, and I talked about, I think in the last episode, that someone backed into me at Chick-fil-A.
Ouch.
And I thought there was no issue. Like, I felt really
like
bad.
In the drive-thru.
And she pulled up too far and then decided she was going to back up to get in line with the window. Oh. And it was like that scene in Austin Powers where the steamroller thing is coming towards him. And I couldn't think. I was like, no, you know. And then finally I realized, oh, I could honk, you know, and I honked. But she actually ended up and she was going slow. And so I got out and I didn't see any damage.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So I told her, you know, I'm a typical, you know, nice Southern person. I don't like confrontation.
Like, oh, it's all right.
So I'm like, oh, it's OK. Don't worry about it. There's no damage. No big deal. You know, whatever. Well, when I got off work that afternoon and it was bright, sunny outside, I see that the paint had cracked in this spider web sort of fashion on the front bumper. So anyway, that, you know, there's the first car ordeal. Then Friday, this Friday, and nothing has come of that because I didn't have her information. I didn't get any information. Chick-fil-A didn't have a camera. So I didn't have, you know, I felt like, oh, well, Adam, there was your, you just need to learn not to be stupid and not be nice and get people's, you know, I used to be a claims adjuster for Pete's sake. I should have gotten her. Oh, oh, wait, I hear the phone ringing.
Hey guys, it's Tom from Chicago calling regarding Al Molinaro. He was 96. He was Big Al in Happy Days. He's dead. Sorry to see him go. Take care.
All right. So Al Molinaro.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the guy. Do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
Do you? Well, Google
him.
The
worst celebrity person. Yes.
Google him. Now, did you ever watch? What was the show? Was it Happy Days? Did you ever watch that show?
Not growing up, but I do know about it.
Well, look him up and see if you recognize him from that show.
Al who?
Al Molinaro.
Okay, yes. All right. Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. So what do you think? Do you think he's a celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Let's... all right. So we're going to go ahead and give that to you. There you go.
Score.
Maybe I have a telephone ring on this. Anyway. All right. Well, so we'll go on. But anyway, so what I was going to say about my car is, so Friday, I finished work. And I got all packed up and I started to go out to my car and I get to my car and I get in and I go to hit the button to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those push button, you know, you have a key fob thing, but you're not supposed to have to do anything with it. You just, if it's in the car, you can hit start.
Yep.
And it starts.
Yep.
So nothing happens and it goes, oh, you don't have the key. Well, it's a used new car. It's a 2012. And ever since I got it, the key has been kind of wishy-washy. Like sometimes it can be in my pocket and I can hit start and it works.
Mm-hmm.
And other times there's a little slot in the side and other times it'll think I don't have a key and I have to stick it in the slot. So I go to reach in my pocket and I was going to get my key to stick in the slot and there was no key in my pocket. So I was like, oh my God, where's my key? So I looked in my laptop case. I had gone home for lunch. So I knew I had it at lunch because I drove home. So I looked high and low for this key. I had McDonald's for lunch and I ate in my car and I thought maybe the key, sometimes I toss it in the passenger seat.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe, the key was like in the passenger seat. And I remember picking up a bunch of like napkins and stuff and throwing them in the McDonald's bag and crunching it all up to throw away later. So I went in. And I got gloves from the janitors. And I got
what? own food. It's not poop.
No. I had thrown it away. No. I threw it away at lunchtime.
Oh, I see.
And this is Friday. So I go to the same.
Oh, gosh.
The same trash bin. And it's full. I mean, it is full. And you know how people will put like their coffee and stuff and they won't like pour it out. They'll just put the whole thing in there. So I have like coffee like dribbling all over my hands, like Coke, and I had gloves on. But I mean, I had to dig in and I didn't remember which can I'd put it in. So I had to dig through two cans.
Oh my gosh.
And then I found my McDonald's bag.
Yeah. Oh, how did you know it's yours?
I knew what I had a couple of receipts that I had stuffed in there and some other things. And I knew.
How deep was it in the can?
It was about halfway down, but I had already looked through an entire other can.
Oh no.
So I dug through like two cans.
Oh gosh.
And so I got to my McDonald's bag and there was no key in it. So I,
after all that work,
yeah, it gets worse. So by this time it was like 6:30 at night. So I realized I was going to have another key made because this is a used car.
Oh, you only have one?
And they only had one key.
Oh, I see.
When I bought it. Yeah. That usually you get two keys, but they only had one. So I call luckily the dealership is only about a mile away. So I call them and they were closing in like half an hour. I was like, you know, do you guys have a key? What is the process of getting a new key? Because I didn't know if they needed to order it, you know, or what they needed to do. And so he goes, oh, yeah, we've got one in stock. We can't do it tonight because we're closing, but we can rekey it. But the car has to be here. And the cost is $275.
Ouch.
So, you know, that was bad enough. I was like, okay, so I was like, okay, now I've got to get this thing towed. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's so stupid. I have to get it towed and there's like nothing wrong. And then, and now I have to pay for this key. So luckily I have tow coverage. So I called State Farm and I'm like, called the roadside assistance and got that all set up. Well, since I was in my office, now luckily, you know, I was in my office, nothing had happened. I was in my office. No lights were going to be turned out or anything like that. So I ended up watching some episodes of Madam Secretary or whatever, but I had to wait 2.5 hours on this tow truck.
Oh, gosh. So this is what time now? But at 9 o'clock?
It was the tow truck arrived about 9:20.
Oy, oy.
So anyway, so then he luckily he was a cute tow truck driver.
That's very.
He complimented me. He told me he thought I was his age and cute. He was around 30.
Oh,
37. So no, he didn't. He's not gay, but we were talking. And for whatever reason, he wanted to say, oh, when you and I were younger. And he said, oh, well, how old are you? And I'm like, 37. He's like, really? You're 37? He's like, I can't believe that. And, you know, totally straight. So I don't think he was blowing, you know, air up my skirt or something. So anyway, so he towed it. Mark came and picked me up. We went and got food. We got Whataburger because now we have a Whataburger here.
We do too.
And then I had to go pick it up the next morning. But it's just been drama.
So how did they do it? So it got towed to the dealer and then they just fix it? I mean, you got one key.
Yeah, it's probably stupid. It's probably stupid of me. But yes, they called me. So I called them about 7 a.m. on Saturday. They had left a note for the service desk to say, hey, this gray 370Z is going to be, it's going to be parked here. And we need to make a key for it. So they left him a note, but I wanted to just call and make sure. So I called them. They had already written up the ticket to have the work done and all of that. And so they were good to go. So then they called me when they were done. But when they called me the first time or when I called them, he tried to convince me to get a second one. But we're going
Did
on
give you a deal.
No, it was going to be like, you know, double 275 or whatever that was. So, I mean, I guess not. I guess there's a little bit of a service fee on there. So whatever the service fee was, you know, it would be double plus a service fee. So it would be a little bit less anyway. But we're going on a trip soon and, you know,
you don't
Christmas
want to spend an extra $300.
No, I did not want to. So Mark said, I'm going to,
you know, you can always go back and get the same. I mean,
Yeah, it'll just, I'm just paying a service fee twice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to save me
I was hoping, or I was waiting for you to say, and then after that, I've gone home, we found it.
No.
Format.
But someone probably will find it. But I'm telling you, I looked high and low. I walked to every place in the office.
It's probably in your pen somewhere.
Well, no, I mean, I looked. I took everything out of my laptop bag. Like,
okay,
you
here's
know,
a question. If the other original key does show up, can you use it? Is it the same? Okay, no, they've replaced the whole system.
They have to rekey it. Yeah, they have to like totally redo it. And I want them to, because I don't want someone to find.
Yeah, that's true.
A key. I mean, luckily it was at work, so I'm hoping that most people that would work with me would be honest folks.
Uh-huh.
And make enough money that they don't need to steal a car. I mean, you never know, but you know, still, I don't want someone to, you know, find it and then just go through the parking lot, you know, hitting the clicker and be able to drive my car away. But anyway, so that's that drama. So I still have the spider webbing on the front. It's not real noticeable, and It might even just be the clear coat.
Oh, if you could just like buff it off.
Well, maybe. I mean, I can't tell because the paint is all still there. But there's just these little crackly cracks.
Is it like all over? Or is it just that one spot?
Well, it's kind of from the middle all the way across one side. And and you know, also, I don't know. It may be that because it was cooler in the morning, it may be that it didn't show up. And then as it heated up during the day,
It cracked more.
Oh. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah. That happened to me once before, too. It was in the snowy day, and this guy... what did he do? I think it's kind of re-ended me. He hit a patch of ice or something and hit me in the bumper in the back end. And we got off the car and then started checking and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, so sorry. So we kind of looked at it and it wasn't too bad. So I left. And then after we left, didn't exchange any information because I was trying to be nice. And then, when I went back to work, I realized that there was a crack. Then, you know, I didn't have any of his information anymore. So no matter what happens, even if it's so minor, get their phone number or something.
Something for sure. Or at least take down their license plate number.
Yeah. I don't think that person would mind. Like, I was just being like you. I was just trying to be nice and say, okay, it doesn't look like there's any issue. So.
Well, Daniel makes fun of me because like in a hotel situation, like when I was out in Vegas, my room, there was a problem. My room smelled like sewer. And I just kept telling Daniel, I'm like, yeah, I know I should call him, but I don't want to, you know, it's so much trouble for everyone. And, you know, and I finally called him and they came and fixed it. And then like 24 hours later, it smelled like sewer again because there was something in the pipes or something.
I see.
And I just lived with it. But that's just how I am. So tell me about these segues are going to be horrible, but tell me about I don't know how to segue into an Asian biracial couple.
No, we're just going to say, you know, now that we have the opportunity, you and I are here. Let's talk about that, like a biracial couple who's one Asian and one Caucasian. Let's talk about that since we have you and me here.
OK, now you have a partner, right?
Yes.
And
is he gay? Yes.
No. Right. Is he a different color than you?
Yes, he's white. He's very
white.
Yes.
How old is he?
In that. He is 8 years older than me. So 49.
Okay. I'm 40. So I have a question for you then. Do Asians have a thing for older men?
Okay. Yeah. This is precisely not necessarily. No. But that might be the stereotype. And I'm very kind of a bit of a stickler on that too is... Because you see, you always the stereotypical look of a biracial couple with an Asian and a Caucasian is an older Caucasian man and a younger Asian man. That isn't that like the very stereotypical look?
Yeah, I think even with straight people, it's usually an older guy and a younger woman.
Could it be that Asians just look younger, period?
Well, it could. It certainly could. But in yours and my situation, the age is also because I'm 7 years older than Mark. So, you know, so we also have an age thing going on where it is, it's not just that he looks younger. It is actual, you know, age difference.
I don't know. Yeah, it is interesting. And I have seen the same, you know, phenomenon. But I know I can't speak for the whole Asian ethnic
race. Really? You can't?
I can on this show. I would say no, typically. But I don't know. There's too deep. You can go into the whole, you know, the whole idea, the Western, what is it called?
Can you hold on just a second? I think we're getting another call. Where's the phone? I misplaced the phone now. Shit. 1 second, and I'll pick this up.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Dead Phone. Child actor Charles Herbert, dead at 66. Most famous for his role in The Fly, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, and Houseboat. Hi.
I don't know that person. Charles Herbert? Let's see. I'm going to Google around. Charles Herbert. Blah, blah, blah. Charles Herbert. It was Charles Herbert, right? Charles Herbert, dead. Kid dead. He was in The Fly, and he was in 13 Ghosts. He dies at 66. What do you say?
I don't know who he is. Dun,
dun, dun. Okay. Well, I guess not. You're not going to get that. Sorry, Archie Cruiser. You'll have to call back and try again. Give us a better one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was a... I recognize the movies that he was in, but I don't recognize... Like, he was like one of those two or three... I think he was one of those two or three, you know, movie... actors or something, and then I don't know. Oh wait, gosh, maybe RT Cruiser is calling back. He's like, let's see.
Hey Daniel and Adam, this is Joe for the Celebrity Death Phone. Fred Thompson, actor and U.S. senator, died today at 73. We'll talk to you soon. Joe and Dallas, bye.
All right, I didn't ask you on that one, but Fred Thompson, so congratulations, Joe and Dallas. You have been entered into our wonderful Celebrity Death Phone contest. If you guys don't know about the Celebrity Death Phone, you call in. You cannot kill the celebrity yourself. And Daniel and I, and if you're the first person to call in, we have timestamps on our voicemails. And if you're the first person to call in and we deem that person to be a celebrity, then your name gets entered into a pot. $2 gets added to that pot every time somebody wins. And so the total, once a year we draw. Normally we do it at the live Pride 48 event, but this year, next year actually, there's not going to be a in Vegas event. So we're going to end up drawing the prize for the June event.
Oh, I see.
The streaming event. So it won't be the in-person event. So anyway.
Archie Cruz, the guest star, is supposed to be more lenient when I'm on.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to look, Archie, I'm trying to get John has, I ask him first, other than like, well, I knew you were gonna say Fred Thompson was famous. Well,
yes. Yes.
Because he's also was a political figure.
Yes.
He ran for president, I believe. Anyway, so there you go. So, congratulations. You were entered in. I'm so burpy. I feel like I'm Big Fatty tonight or something like that. And I can't, for some reason, I'm not hitting the mute button fast enough. So, Daniel's so talkative that like I can mute and he can just talk for 5 or 10 minutes and I can burp and fart and do whatever I need to do while he's doing that.
Wait. I do have something. I want to go back to the whole, Asian biracial. Okay. So, okay, besides that, that's like a long, big issue that we'll have a different show on that. But besides that, what are the challenges, I guess you have to say, like culturally different, the cultural differences and all that? What are the challenges that you face in your relationship?
So I think, and this may just be, I don't know if this is an Asian thing or a Filipino thing. We actually don't have, like, we rarely have any problems at all. Mm-hmm. Which has been fantastic because the relationship I had before. Well, but anyway, I would say, though, the only thing is communication. If there is something wrong, he doesn't want to talk about things.
Not a nation thing, I can tell you that much.
Okay. So he's very, like, he doesn't like stressful situations. He doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like anything like that, which I don't either. But I'm a very talky about my emotions, sort of, you know, whatever, and how I feel.
Does he want to talk about it after, or does he not want to talk about it? Just sweep it under the rug, and
he just doesn't really want. He will.
Okay.
If I know
that it is traditionally that Asians do not want to be confrontational. That's traditionally that way. But you know, of course, everybody's different, like me. I'm very confrontational. I want to hit you in your face.
But other than that, I don't think there's been
food issues, that food that he likes that you're like, oh.
Oh, well, okay. So so I do like some of the food, but I don't like seafood. So so that, you know, that's a thing, because they do eat quite a bit of seafood. But and another thing that I think is just different, and this is not even an Asian thing, but in the Philippines, their choice of protein, if it's not fish, is generally pork.
Uh-huh.
And I like pork. I'm fine. But it's like they eat a lot of pork. Like, I mean, if he makes spaghetti, it's ground pork. If he makes some kind of stew or whatever, it's like pork rib meat. It's like pork. Yeah, everything.
That's true. It's kind of like, you know, American, when you think about meat, you think about beef. And in some Asians, like I can, like Chinese, for instance, I'm Chinese. When I think about meat, I think of pork also. So I think Filipinos are probably about the same. Is that right, Tiger Mom? You can tell me in the chat room. When you think about meat, typically pork is like the main protein, yes.
And maybe it's because in the Philippines, because it's an island, it's probably, you know, pigs are a smaller animal.
You need less space, I guess, for cow. I don't know. Maybe it's traditionally that way. I don't know.
And maybe.
But yeah. Do you get tired of pork all the time?
Well, here's what we do, because I think he has more of a problem going the other way. So Americans, he eats a lot of American food, but my typical diet, and this is a very American thing, is if I don't feel like cooking, it's some sort of sandwich usually, or I eat microwave dinners, like TV dinners, like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
because I can get the low fat, like the lean cuisine ones, you know, whatever.
Easy.
And they're easy, and he prefers to cook and have and in the Philippines, a sandwich is not considered a meal. Uh-huh. And so if he doesn't have a protein and rice and, you know, something like that, he doesn't consider that he's had a meal. So generally what we do is we eat separately.
Uh-huh.
We eat together. We always eat together. I mean, that's a big thing for him. Like,
you have your own food.
We have our own food, yeah.
Ah.
So I'll, you know, but tonight, actually, though, we were both, since it was Sunday and we had time to cook and everything, we were both in the mood for steak. So tonight I made steak, and I made a nice salad and mashed potatoes and some rolls, and we had a nice steak
potatoes?
Dinner.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I asked him, because I was looking for something easy, and I took the easy way out. You know the like Bob Evans, like pre-made mashed potatoes that you can just stick in the microwave?
Right. Yeah. And then put butter in.
Yeah, I mean, they're not fabulous, but for a pre-made mashed potato, they're not bad.
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I want something easy. I don't want to like have to mash. I don't want to go into, because a lot of times when I cook, it's very elaborate.
Yeah,
and
you've been with Mark for a while, right?
Yeah, we've been together for I'm going to get it wrong, like 3 years.
Oh, why did I think longer than that? 3 years?
Yeah, I think it'll be 4 years in next July. So.
Okay, Tiger Mom says, John, would you ask or trust your white man to make rice? Yes, actually, I've trained him well enough to that I can trust him to make rice. But here's the thing, though.
You use a rice cooker, though, right?
I use a rice cooker. Yes, I don't know how to make rice without the rice cooker. So he knows how to make rice without rice cooker. And but I just use the rice cooker. It's so much easier. I really don't know how to make rice.
But I'm gonna
I can figure it out, but I don't know how to make rice.
I'm going
to
tell you what, though. Seriously, I don't know why anyone ever makes rice without a rice cooker. Because no matter how good of a chef you are, rice is one of those things that sometimes comes out wrong. Like, if you do it, like, just in a pot. I mean, sometimes, but if you do it in a rice cooker, rice every time, it is good.
Right, right.
No matter what. So, yeah, he trained me. Now, the one thing that Americans don't generally do is we don't generally soak or
wash
our rice before.
Uh-huh.
And he taught me to do that.
Yeah,
So now he trusts me to make rice for him because he knows I'm going to rinse it before, and I'm gonna use the rice cooker. So there's no big deal about that.
If I get phone again,
yeah, we have a lot of phone calls because we didn't have an episode last week. So where is that phone?
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone, legendary car modifier George Barris, dead. At 90, most famous for creating the Batmobile. Okay, bye.
Oh, George Barris. I actually know who he is. So I'm going to, well, what do you think, John? I'll go ahead and ask, because I said I was asking you, so I'll leave it up to you.
I don't know who this person is. George who?
George Barris. He created the Batmobile, the original Batmobile.
Okay. Yes.
All right. There you go. All right. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You are now entered into the Celebrity Death Phone Contest. All right, so we are going to move into the birthday segment, and I don't have that intro, damn it. let's see. Let me make sure I don't have it.
You can always Google.
You know, I don't know if it's on. Let's see if it's on YouTube. Let's have a look here. Dora... birthday song.
Yes. Yes, of course it's there. I have it ready.
Dora the Explorer. I don't know if that's the same one.
Let's try it.
Delicioso. Awesome. Cool cake. Diego, I think the cake has too many candles.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Well, that's the cartoon. Let's try again.
Let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay. So it is time for the celebrity birthday segment of the show. This is where Adam will play some song for John Ong's ears. And John Ong will attempt to guess who that celebrity is based on the music that he hears.
Okay, can I even hear it? Like, yeah. I'm not hearing all the stuff that you've been playing.
Really? You should have told me that. Really? You haven't heard any of it?
No.
Oh, well. Sorry, it sucks to be you. You'll hear it now.
Okay.
All right, so here is your first clue, John Ong. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's a theme to a TV show.
I don't know.
So if I told you okay, I'm going to give you a little help. If I told you the show was Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, it is Gordon Ramsay. And actually Good Humor Penguin in the chat room, and I'll do that for you. Good Humor Penguin in the chat room got it. But Gordon Ramsay is, let's see how old he is. He's 49 years old. And Mark and I are kind of addicted to MasterChef. I don't know. So do you watch any cooking shows at all, or
I do, but I don't watch anything on the other. I only watch those on PBS.
Oh, what's on PBS now? Like Ming Tsai or
no? There's a bunch of them, like Franklin's Barbecue that we like to watch. I watch Lydia's Italy. I watch the Great British Bake Show. What is it called?
Yeah, there was a baking show that was on right now that I was wanting to watch because I heard about it on some podcast I listened to, but I don't even know what channel PBS is now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I've got to look for it and find it. Yeah. But yeah, is Ming Tsai still on there, though?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't watch his show, though.
Do you know who he is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. Blue Ginger. He owns a restaurant that I've eaten in Boston before.
Okay. All right. So here is our next birthday.
Okay. Help me, chat room.
You're actually not supposed to cheat. But Since you're a guest.
Oh.
Okay, but okay.
So you can guess at any point.
The singer?
Yes, the singer.
Oh my gosh, she's so familiar. Sia? No.
No.
Oh my gosh, I don't know who she is.
Really? You're an Asian. I knew you would know pop stars.
No, I do not. I'm the worst person to do. Like, pop culture is like zero in my.
Okay, all right, fine. That is,
yes,
that
yes.
is Lorde.
Yes, sorry. Yes, yes, yes. She sings the Royals, and I should know because, yes.
Know, that was okay. So rude of me because I just assumed.
No, yes. Okay, so this is like, this would really get rid of all the stereotypes because I am not good at math and I don't follow pops. I mean, pop culture. I don't. I'm so bad at it.
I was a music major, but I play trumpet and I've never listened to a lot of music. I love Mariah Carey. And like I listened.
I almost put that in as a topic.
I listened to Mariah Carey, but I don't even listen to Mariah Carey anymore. Because I don't like her new stuff. But anyway, but when I met Mark, he is like this huge pop star, you know, so now it's like all of them, Ed Sheeran, you know, Lorde, the most recent one, like Meghan Trainor, I can name a bunch of them now.
I don't know anything about, Pink? Who?
Pink?
Pink, I do know, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try. Do you have more?
Yeah, I have more. We have
okay,
more.
Let's try more.
All right, here we go. Here is our next one.
Roxanne.
Excuse me?
Roxanne?
Roxanne? You're close. That's so Asian of you, Roxanne. Getting the name wrong. You're on the right track. Say again?
Roseanne Barr.
It is Roseanne, yeah. Roxanne. So Roseanne is 63 years old, and I think she may be on that last comic standing.
Oh.
Or something like that. I was trying to think, what is she doing recently? Because I think she moved to Hawaii and like, I don't know, she has like a pot farm or something. And she,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
I remember watching her on like Rosie, that short-lived Rosie show. On OWN?
You know, I watched that masterclass the other day, the Oprah Winfrey masterclass, because I love Ellen DeGeneres, and so I watched the Ellen DeGeneres masterclass.
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
Good.
I may have to watch more of them.
You know, sometimes it really depends on who the guest is. Sometimes it's just like,
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not because...
No, I shouldn't judge.
Oprah is not really on there. She's like on there at the beginning when she says a little bit about the person. And yes. Then they basically just, they're interviewing the person and then showing little photos of them from they were on the stoop when they were 12, you know, playing with a kitten or whatever and, you know, stuff like that.
You know what, though? I was watching the interview by the founder of, who's the CEO of LinkedIn?
Know. Is it Ev? It's not Ev Williams.
Somebody, the LinkedIn guy, interviewing Oprah, and it was kind of fun to see.
You said the CEO of LinkedIn?
Yeah. Is it the CEO of LinkedIn? Founder of LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Jeff Weiner. No, that can't be. Oprah. Yeah, Jeff Weiner. Or Jeff Weiner. Weiner.
Yes.
Jeff Weiner.
Jeff Weiner.
I'm thinking of that Anthony Weiner guy.
Yeah.
Who showed his Weiner.
Interview that I saw, and that was good.
Anyway, so Roseanne, I think I said is 63. Okay, here is the next one. We've got three more.
Okay, go.
I have two songs for this one as well.
You have two songs?
Yep, because you won't get it off the first one.
Oh, Ghostbusters. Who's that?
It is? Okay, so I know that's an ensemble cast. So I'm going to play you another song. This is how we do it around here. And this person was in both Ghostbusters and the next show that I'm going to play.
I don't know what this song is.
What? You don't know what show? Okay, you are not gay.
No, I didn't. Give me a clue.
Well, the song is Georgia on My Mind. The show was late 80s, early 90s.
No, I don't know.
About a bunch of people who do design work.
Oh, see, that's vaguely familiar. I am not here until the late 90s.
Oh, my Lord. It's designing women.
Oh, no, so, I still do not know who.
So you are. Okay. Do you? Okay. The secretary in Ghostbusters.
No, I do not know. I'm not going to even guess. It's so far off of my radar. I think. I probably know more political figures than I do pop.
Unfortunately, political figures don't have theme songs, so it makes it very difficult to do an audio.
You can talk about the issues.
So that was Annie Potts. So Minion 51 in the chat room had, I love Annie Potts. Okay. Here is our, this is actually our last one. And I also have two songs for this one. So.
Okay. Oh, this is American Idol.
Yes, it is American Idol.
Paula Abdul.
It is not Paula Abdul. You should wait for the second song.
I'm driving home tonight, catching no red lights. That's
alright, cause I this sounds new. I wouldn't know.
Okay, do you watch American Idol now?
No.
He's a current...
Oh. He's a current judge?
Yeah.
American Idol, which one is that one?
It should be obvious. It's a male singing country.
Oh, Keith Urban.
Keith, yes, it is.
Oh my gosh.
It's Keith Urban.
Yay!
All right. So, wow, you got one. I had to basically.
I don't know where that came from. It's come from the Coke bottle.
If I had said Nicole Kidman's husband, would that have?
No, I wouldn't have known the name, but.
Okay, so Keith Urban is 48 years old, and that was our birthday segment. So you didn't get very many of those.
No, I'm surprised I even got one or two.
So I'm gonna have to stop giving Daniel a hard time.
I'm just not very in tuned with pop culture. That you can. All right, which topic should we go first?
That's the wrong daily news thing. Train wreck. Let's try this other one. The news.
All right.
Well, I'll let you read yours.
All right. Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
Woo! Yay! Is that it? Is there a story, or just wanted to?
Yes, there is a story. And so you know, we won the World Series in not that I care. I'm super gay, and I usually don't watch baseballs. I don't know anything about baseballs, but I just wanted to win. So the Kansas City Royals won, and so they won on the road. So they won over with where were they? They were in they were not Yankees. They were the other team, Mets, in Brooklyn. So they came. The game was on Sunday, and then they came back and have a royal celebration, we call it, a parade and a rally in Kansas City. And it was smack in the middle of where I work. So they were estimating 250,000 people to come to the rally and the parade, but we ended up having about 800,000 people showing up. So there was a picture that I put in there in the notes that you can see of how many people, the first link, not the YouTube link, but the first link, you can see how many people. It was all blue and it was awesome. I did not really go into the crowd because I don't really like crowd, but I went up to the rooftop. Yeah, I went up to the rooftop and just kind of looked from our work rooftop and see all the people, and then I ran away. So, and then I went home. Before the rally started.
Did you even get home?
I did. Before the rally started, because the rally starts at 1 o'clock, no, 2 o'clock, and I left work around 1:30, and I packed up my computer and just
went home to work from home. And it was a wise idea because everybody got stuck there. My friend actually had to walk miles and miles to go pick up his daughter from daycare because the traffic was just like a standstill.
You should post that link in the chat room.
Oh,
so yeah. they can see that is a massive amount of people.
I will post that link on the chat room.
I didn't even know you guys had that many people in Missouri.
You know what? Missouri, yes, but in Kansas City, the population is like over 400,000 people. But like 800,000 people showed up.
Now, this is a really stupid question. And I will admit that I'm not too good at many subjects.
Uh-huh.
One of them being geography. And I don't even know if this would be considered a geographical question. Are the Royals Kansas? Are they Missouri?
Kansas City team. Kansas City, Missouri. Yes.
So they're Missouri. Okay. Because there's a Kansas City, Kansas and a Kansas City, Missouri. Right. And they're... You just cross a bridge or something and you're in one or the other, right?
You don't even have to cross a bridge. You just drive over to the other side of the street. There's a street in Kansas City called State Line Road. If you drive on the left side, technically it isn't, but we want to make that joke. You cross on the east side of the road, you're in Missouri. And on the west side of the road, you are in Kansas, the address. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're right. It's not just you. A lot of people are confused or mixed up Kansas City being in Kansas, which makes sense based on the name. But Kansas City, Missouri is a lot bigger and more popular, more heavily populated than Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay. Well, there you go. So now you know, and knowing is half the battle. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up mine here. All right. A video has appeared online showing a Peruvian woman whipping her husband in public because he allegedly was having an affair with a mistress. Susana Vasquez from Cajamarca in northwest Peru suspected Jaime of cheating on her, Daily Mail reported. So when Zambrano said he was going to meet friends, she followed him and spied him entering a local hotel holding hands with another woman. Vasquez found a security guard, and together they reportedly managed to convince Zambrano to accompany Vasquez to a coffee shop for a chat. However, when the couple arrived there, Vasquez could not control her rage. She pulled out a whip and can be seen in the video attacking her husband with it. "You've betrayed your mom. You've betrayed your children and me. I told you I'll find and punish you," she shouts at him during the attack. "My children have nothing to eat, and you go off and spend money on this," she adds. An onlooker eventually intervened to try to calm her down, and they're waiting to see if she's going to face assault charges. Let's see what this video sounds like. I haven't listened to it, but let's see.
Fue objeto de una lluvia de latigazos. Esta mujer presa de la furia indigna.
Oh, wow. Well, I think everyone heard it. She is literally... Now, who carries around a whip with you?
Is it a whip? It looks like a stick or something.
Well, I don't know. It's like a coat hanger, or I don't know what it is, but I can't tell from the video. But really, who carries it? I mean, maybe it's her belt or something. They're calling it a whip.
What do you think? Do you think a base of what the facts that we heard from the news clip? Do you think he deserved it?
I think he deserved it, but I think if you attack another human being, no matter if they deserve it or not, you're probably gonna face assault charges. But there tends to be a double. Okay, I do not want to even say this because people are going to think I'm pro beating women or something, but and I'm not. But
I'm anxious.
All I want to point out here is if it is a woman whipping a man, there is a chance that she will not be punished for that. But if it was vice versa, if it was the other way around, if the man was like whipping the woman, it would be certain he would go to jail. Like, certain.
Right. You're saying that there's double standards then?
Well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to use that terminology. I'm not pro, and I understand men are generally stronger than women, although there are a lot of lesbians out there that are pretty strong. But but
you don't have to be lesbians though.
No, that's true. There are a lot of
many women who are stronger than me.
Well, that's true. Oh, we got another call. Hello.
Hey there. This is Scott. You know, Seder 69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast, Gunnar Hansen, the original Leatherface from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, has died at 68. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, I did that too quick. Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm gonna say now. I don't know. I don't know if this was the movie, but there you go. Congratulations, Scott. You have been entered into the Celebrity Death Phone Contest. I don't know if it was this movie, but when I was young, my next door neighbors had a satellite dish, like one of those big, huge, like not like Dish Network. I'm talking about like. Your family could you could rip it down, put it in the yard when it snowed, and your family could all get on it and like slide down the hill. And it was like this huge, right, the size of like a car hood or something bigger than that actually. Anyway, one of those big ones. And sometimes I would go over there and they would have things that were probably not appropriate for a child to be watching. And not necessarily porn or anything like that, but I mean movies that my. And I remember going, I don't know if this was Texas Chainsaw Massacre or not, but I know I was scarred. This guy picks up this woman, and for some reason she's naked. I don't know why, or she's at least topless. And he shoves her onto some deer antlers. They're like in a, I don't know if they're in a taxidermy shop or, I don't know. I mean, why were there deer antlers just in the middle of, but maybe it was like this taxidermy shop or something like that. But anyway, so he shoves her on these deer antlers, and these antlers poke out of her boobs and she starts bleeding out of her boobs like it went through her back. Yeah. and it scarred me for life. Maybe that's why I'm gay. I mean, seeing those boobs with like the, you know, with like the
horny boobs.
Yeah, the horny boobs. I don't know, but I was like, it was gross. I mean, it was gross. God. And I don't know. Anyway, congratulations. Oh wow.
That's wow, it's always busy.
Yeah, I'm trying to clear these out. All right, hello?
Yes, hi. This is Princess Hunter calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. I am a longtime listener, Kristen Carr, but MTV's Yo Mama host, actor and model, Sam Sarpong, is dead at 40. He has appeared on several shows, including... Shit, can't remember. but... Yeah, he's a model with Gucci, Versace, Donna Karen, Dolce & Gabbana. And he also was on an episode of everyone's cult favorite, My So-Called Life. Thanks so much. Bye.
Well, I'm just going to say, since Princess Hanna has never called in for a Celebrity Death Phone, and it's a model, I'm sure he's hot. I'm going to say, congratulations, Princess Hanna. You are being entered into the Celebrity Death Phone contest as well. And while we're at it, I'm just going to clear this out. I'm going to clear it out. This is going to be the last death phone call. Oh, I lied. Hello?
Hello, this is Princess Anna for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Steve Burns has passed away. We all may know him from the scary Nickelodeon show called Blue's Clues. Again, Princess Anna for the Celebrity Death Phone, Steve Burns. Thank you.
Steve Burns. I should know him. Is he related to me?
I know,
Steve,
I was just going to ask.
Burns. Let me look.
Steve Burns, from what he said?
Why does no image come up? Oh, wow. The Blues.
Young guy?
He's like the main Blues Clues guy. He's like the guy.
Oh, no. 40, that's sad.
I hate to even do that because that's traumatic. I don't watch Blues Clues, but I always thought he was cute.
I need to find out. I know. Got to find out why is he dead?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you research that, and we're going to clear out this last one. This last Celebrity Death Phone call here.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm Tia Grizza for the Celebrity Death Phone. I know you don't normally do animals, but Tillman, the celebrity skateboarding bulldog, dead at 10. Okay, bye.
Okay.
You're right, RT Cruiser. We're not going to do celebrity animals. Anyway, was that a hoax?
It was a hoax. Yes, it was a hoax. Steve Burns is not dead. Report of such are another celebrity death hoax from another fake news site. So it is not real. So you got to take Princess
Hannah. Dang it, Hannah. Well, you didn't get that one. Sorry. But I don't always have time to research all these things. So the chat room has to straighten me up. RT Cruiser in the chat room says it should cancel her first entry. Oh. No, it doesn't cancel her first entry. All right. So let's move right along here.
All right.
Excellent, I think is what I'm supposed to say there. all right, so yes, we do have some contact. We had a lot of celebrity death phone calls, but we do have some contact. So I'm gonna go ahead and play now. No one knew. I don't know if there's any mention of the other co-hosts. I don't want you to feel bad, John. Mm-hmm. You know, no one knew really until recently that you were gonna be a co-host. So there are no calls for you
following. Several shows. Maybe we might have some phone calls. Hint, hint.
Say that again. On the following.
Yeah,
okay.
The following few shows. Yeah, people do call in. Okay. Ask for me to be back.
Right. Okay. No, I don't mean it that way. Sorry. That sounded my tone. Right. Right. Yes.
I'm hanging up. Good night.
All right. Our first one is from Carrie.
Mariah.
Hey, it's Carrie. I wanted to call and say, first of all, at the end of the episode, y'all were saying, what you guys think of the new order and whatever. I listened to the whole episode, and I honestly didn't even remember that you were going to change the order or realize you changed the order.
Shows how much she pays attention.
I think it's just fun having all the pieces in, and I don't know your order very well. Two, Adam...
Yes.
I must apologize that I did not go see you when you came to L.A., but I have to stand up for myself and say the reason that was because Serenity cries in the car anytime we go someplace, and she was much younger when you came, and I had to cancel last minute because I just couldn't imagine putting her in the car for all that time for her to cry for a quick hour lunch. The reason that it's going to work this time with Daniel is because, one, I might leave her home with her aunt and not bring her. And two, she's much older. And three, we're making an entire day of it. And we're going to be down there all day instead of just for an hour. So,
poor Adam's
sorry,
not a-
Adam, come back and I'll see you again. Unless, of course, it's right after I have another baby. So, I love you all. I can't wait to see you, Daniel. And I look forward to the new co-hosts for the couple of weeks. So
Asian Tommy Sally. AKA Long.
Thank you, Carrie. Daniel's not here, but he'll hear this. I just wanted to give you a hard time. I understand that that Serenity was much younger, and I know
she just does not like you as much as she likes Daniel. Well,
I think that's the case of most people. You know, Daniel and I have something in common. He has low self-esteem and I have low self-esteem. And I think we both have the impression that the listeners like the other one better. Ah. So I think we're both that way now. Maybe he's not, but he has made comments to me, you know, to that effect. And I also make the same comments. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're, but anyway, thank you for calling, Carrie. And I haven't, I'm assuming next week when Daniel gets back that I will hear about what a fabulous time you guys had without me. So, anyway.
Next.
All right. So, here's our next one.
Hey, Dubious and 10 Plus. It's Jimmy Barrett. Listen, I'm listening to your latest episode and Kathy Bacon's question about why her Amazon Prime isn't working on her TV. We also have an LG TV, and I got an email from Amazon Prime saying that it will no longer work on my LG TV because it is too old. I think the TV is probably, we bought it in 2011. And their solution set was to buy the Amazon Fire Stick, and they gave us a $15 discount for that. We did that, and it works perfectly. So that is the answer to Kathy Bacon's tech question. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
You know, I was...
Is that a dick move?
I'm sorry?
Is that a dick move of Amazon?
Is what a dick... Explain again what he just said, because I was...
You were not listening.
I got lost in thought.
Were you thinking about mashed potatoes or rye?
Right. I was daydreaming. So I know it was an older TV.
Yes, an older LG, and they no longer support primetime streaming. So the solution is to go get a Fire Stick.
Well, thank you for, and I believe that's what Daniel told her to do, but I'm so glad that someone called in. If you guys, if we do a tech segment and you hear us and you're like, that is so wrong, or I've got that device and I know about it, please call in. Jimmy Bear, we really appreciate it, because neither Daniel nor I have that television and we had no idea. I mean, we were just kind of like spitballing it, you know.
Do you have a Fire?
No, I have a Chromecast. You know what I use? I use a Roku.
I see. Okay.
I have three Rokus. I have one in here in the studio. I have one in the bedroom and I have one in the living room, and I love those. I do have a Chromecast as well, which I like, but because Roku does everything that I need, I just really didn't have a need to have another device.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I'm interested in getting that Roku, the new one, where you can do the audio. You can hook it up to speakers, and it's like I don't know if you've ever heard of Sonos, but you can have speakers in multiple rooms, and you can either play the music in like one room or all rooms, or, you know, and it'll sync it up.
On the Apple world, it would be an equivalent to AirPlay.
Yeah, something like that. So there's a company called Sonos that sells speakers that do that, but they're like $200 or $300 a piece.
Mm-hmm, they're expensive.
So anyway, thank you for calling, Jimmy Bear. We have one more call, and this person didn't give their name, so let's
maybe we'll guess.
Maybe.
Dubious Intent plus Pod is My Two Pilots, Taffy and Taylor. Oops. Plus and Roseanne. Oh, dream come true. Just missing Daniel. Oh, the orgy I've always looked for. Can't wait to listen to your show tonight. Hope you guys have a good time. Bye.
Somebody with an accent.
I'm so sorry, because that episode never happened. But I wanted to play it anyway, because I think it was a new caller, because I don't have them in my... See, I have this... I don't know if you know, John, but I have this database of all our callers' phone numbers.
Oh, so you know who called.
And I have a computer script that I run. It downloads the voicemails and tags them with the appropriate name of the person, so that's already done. But one's new callers who've never called in before haven't been added to my list.
Oh, I see.
So so the number is 980. No, I'm just kidding. I have a phone number here, but I don't have a name. It sounded like a Southern accent to me, but I could be completely wrong.
Yes, it does sound like a Southern accent.
But anyway, thank you for calling. I really do want to get Taylor and Taffy on again.
But you get instead. And not even Toppy Smelly, you get me instead.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's fabulous. I don't know why I didn't think of you in the first place, but I really do want to get them on, and I was really bummed out that I was sick, but it would have been a horrible show, because I just was not feeling well at all. So, anyway, what are you going to do?
Wah, wah. 3, 2, 1.
All right, well, that is pretty much the end of the show. I wanted to thank you. Pretty much the end of the show. Let me finish my sentence. That's pretty much the end of the thank you, John, for coming on the show tonight. It's been fantastic.
Good. I enjoyed it, too. I hope I'll get to come back again.
So you know, you were talking about that you didn't really tell me any differences that you noticed being an Asian person. Uh-huh. And, you know, and having a white partner, is there anything that you've noticed through the years of being like a partner of a white person?
Let's see. Well, number one, I do not like the fact that we appear like the stereotypical Asian couple, like it's, you know, cause I'm younger looking and all that. So I do not enjoy that part. But I'm not that typical Asian who need to eat rice to feel full. So the food is not an issue for me, but it is mostly an issue for him. So we have a code. If we say I'm going to have poison, that means I'm going to have like a very Asian stuff, and then he'll take care of himself, and I'll go have poison with my brother or.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, us old white men, you know, does he like to have fires a lot? Does he like to have like fires out in the backyard, fire pit, or anything like that?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say because you know, old white men, as they get older, they like to, you know, when I go out there, I like to warm your tits by the fire.
Oh no.
I don't know what I say here. DI Plus was written and recorded under Creative Commons in front of a live studio audience. I don't know what we say here. If you want to contact us, you can email us contact@dubiousintent.com, or you can give us a phone call at 229-234-7587. I know you're a little bit confused, John, because I didn't really prep you for that. And I also couldn't figure out how to say that freaking title. I couldn't think of who would be saying warm your. Train wreck. I should have warned you about that. But anyway, I've really enjoyed having you on.
Good. Thank you. Likewise.
I'm glad we got most of our technical issues worked out at the beginning. We were on here like 20 or 30 minutes before. So good night, John.
Good night. Thanks, everybody in the chat room.